BBC News with Julie Candler. Tens of thousands of Yemenis have demonstrated in the capital Sana'a against recent airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition. The protesters were also showing support for a new governing council declared by Shia Houthi rebels, who seized Sana'a last year. Eyewitnesses said many demonstrators fled in panic when the coalition carried out bombing raids on a mountain overlooking the presidential palace. The president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, has said the Rio Games have epitomized the spirit of the event. The Olympics, which end on Sunday, have been blighted by logistical troubles, empty seats, and a lack of money. But Mr. Bach said the Brazilians had been great hosts. The Turkish Prime Minister has outlined plans for his country to play a more active role in the search for a resolution to the war in Syria. Binali Yildirim said it was vital that its neighbor did not split along ethnic lines. Analysts say Ankara is concerned about Kurdish ambitions in the region affecting southeast Turkey. Officials in Afghanistan say government forces have recaptured a strategic district in the northeastern province of Kunduz from the Taliban. Earlier, troops had been forced to retreat to the provincial capital when insurgents took control of Kandahar district. Pyongyang has accused a high-ranking North Korean diplomat who recently defected to South Korea of a variety of crimes. North Korean media said the deputy ambassador to London, Tae Yong-ho, had been under investigation for embezzlement and selling state secrets. He described him as human scum. The United States has expressed concern about prison sentences given to 20 people in Mauritania, 13 of whom are anti-slavery activists. The State Department said it was dismayed by accusations that some had been subjected to abuse and torture and called for an immediate investigation. They were arrested following riots in the capital in June. BBC News.